You're listening to the Simon Barnett and James Daniels Afternoons podcast from Newstalk ZB.
A manager with Auckland City Council, he's basically working from the Gold Coast.
No, he's definitely working from the Gold Coast.
And so I sent that email to the lads and I said, next week we're doing the show from Maui in Hawaii. So if you work in an environment like, he's the manager, right? So surely something's got to give there. You know, shouldn't you be trying to build leaders for the future? Can you do that on the Gold Coast in an apartment? And if you're working offshore like that, are you letting the team down? Elon Musk copped a hell of a lot of criticism, it would be 6 months ago, when he put out an email to all staff saying, I don't care what the world is telling you, I want you to be back at the office. Do you remember he got all that pushback?
Yep.
One New Zealand is facing some real pushback with the unions and some of their staff because they're saying we want you in at the office 3 days a week now, not 2 days a week, as formally agreed.
Yep.
If you don't like it, then get somewhere else.
Yeah, if they ask you to jump, you say how high on the way up. They are the employer, that's the business, and it's their rules.
Hi, Louis.
Hey, guys. Yeah, real interesting set. I think there's like a bigger underlying thing here, which is particularly for young people, I think there's a bit of, I don't know, it feels like there's a bit of, it's harder to get ahead nowadays, and so that's why people want to have more flexibility, because I think like slogging away the 40-hour week in an office is really hard. And I think there's also a lot of inefficiencies around being in an office as well. Like jobs that I've had in an office, but people aren't working 8 hours a day. And yet you have to sit there for the whole time. And if you've got the internet at your fingertips, people are going on, you know, whatever things throughout the day. I just think it can be a real inefficient way to work. And so when you're working from home, you can get your work done in a shorter amount of time, the same amount of work. And then you're free to, you know, do those things like make your food and do all those household things.
Hang on, Louis. Why aren't you free to do more work for the company at home? If you get it all done because you're more efficient and effective at home, why not do more work?
Well, I think that a 40-hour work week is too much. I think that people are working too much. I would say like a 6-hour day would be a better model for people to have a bit more balance of work and life.
Or would you accept the same hourly rate then, with fewer hours?
Be paid for 6 hours.
That's a hard one. Probably not at this stage, but I think this goes back to another thing, right? It's cost of living. It's all this stuff. Like, as I'm 31, and you know, I've got some family who's about 15 years older than me, some stepbrothers and all that. They were all able to start a family and buy a house, you know, in their mid-20s. I'm 31. I'm a good saver. I've got a decent job, have worked pretty hard, and that same reality is not being afforded to me. And, you know, no doubt you can get there, but it's just so much harder nowadays, and the cost of living and everything has just gone up. So it feels like we're not getting compensated as well for it, so that's why there's a bit of a pushback towards being like, oh, hang on, I don't want to go to the office if I don't have to. I want to get a bit more of my freedom back.
So do you have to go to the office on a daily basis?
I don't. I work a sales job, so I'm out on the road in that, and I really love that flexibility. But
yeah, fair enough.
When I've worked office jobs, I find that 8 to 9 hours a day in an office, I think it's too long. I think if you set that to 6 hours, people could come in, they smash it, they get their work done, and they leave, as opposed to dragging out the day. I just think it's too long.
It's a really interesting perspective, Louis. I mean, you've fired up our text machine, I have to say. Do you think
I was paraphrasing what they're saying.
Do you think that your expectations are pretty high because you are slightly younger at 31 years old? And, I mean, a lot of criticism leveled at your demographic is that you don't understand what it is to work. You've got very little work ethic.
This is the thing, though, is we're getting less back from work. Like, I've worked hard. I've got a good job. I'm 31. I couldn't imagine one trying to hold down a mortgage at the moment, or even fronting the deposit for the house. That's another one. And then also trying to have kids as well. It's kind of like work's giving us less. You know, we're not getting the same amount back relative to our incomes and to house prices that younger generations were afforded. So if you're not getting as much out of it, it's kind of like, oh well, what's the point in a way? Or like, you know, you want to take back a bit of your freedom or your time.
What about the argument that really it's not your boss's responsibility to basically compensate for a heated housing market?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, this is the thing, is like there's a shift as well. I've talked to my friends around this because this has been something that's been hanging over me. the whole housing thing. And I've kind of come to the realisation that, you know, that's also, other countries don't have that model of home ownership. So I think this is just a cultural thing that we're going through at the moment. And it's hard because we grew up, everyone grew up like, oh yeah, you're going to, you know, if you work hard, you can get a house and all this stuff. So we kind of grew up with that understanding, but it is a cultural thing. Mm. So, you know, maybe it's just something that we have to let go of, the expectation. I just wanted to add one point about this Auckland Council guy as well. It's quite funny. So my flatmate does, she does a day or two at Auckland Council, and she said that she goes in, she has to go in for one day a week, and she dreads it because it's like a bit dull. And she said this. She's like, oh, it's so stupid because when you go in there, and this might just be her department, I don't know, but she said that when you're sitting there, your talk with other colleagues, it's all around non-work stuff. And if it's anything work-related, they'll send emails. So she'll be sitting with someone and they'll fire emails about stuff, but no one ever talks about, like, you know, like she started there. She got around someone's desk and she's like, hey, can I talk to you about that thing? And, like, people were a bit like, oh, whoa, like, we don't do that here.
That's, that's
beautiful.
Louis, we need to get you on every day because the phones have lit up, the text machine's going nuts. You've prompted a lot of discussion and really interesting talk.
Yes.
And thanks for listening to ZB, 31 years old, and you've given a completely different perspective.
In a flat.
So, yeah.
In a flat, too. Nice. Really interesting and very thought-provoking, actually.
Well, what I loved about it is it was a perspective that we often read about and we go, oh, but who thinks like that? Well, Louis does.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that to be disparaging of him. I think good on him for fronting up.
Yep.
But therein lies what we've all been talking about. It's just a completely different universe.
Yeah.
To the work environment from a 31-year-old to perhaps some of us that have been doing it for 30-odd years.
Those Gen Xs and baby boomers. But the other thing about Louis was his flatmate working at the council, and no one talks about work. They email about work.
Yeah.
And they talk about everything other than work. Talk about.
Now, obviously, that's the thing. There's another story in the Herald this morning on Gen Z.
Mm.
And it says that very thing. They don't talk. They all do their business by email because they've lost that ability.
Or text, yeah.
They've just lost that ability. And when they do for job interviews, for example, one employer said that they just can't handle it because the Gen Z applicant will say things like, oh, I left my last place because the boss sucked. literally that translation, the boss sucked. And then one said, oh, my day was just crap at the old place. Yeah. That's kind of not the terminology you want to hear.
In an interview, job interview.
Job interview.
Yeah.
For more from Simon Barnett and James Daniels Afternoons, listen live to News Talk ZB or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.